But Jamie, it's great to see you. First of all, congratulations on your 950th point-to-point winner, but you probably rode over 200 on the track as well. I'm just joking with you now, you missed Edley at the 1,000 winner now. Your body's standard.
I don't know, Liam. It's great. 950, sure, look at, and we're still going. So, I didn't ever think when I started out that you'd be getting to them numbers. So, it is fantastic. Look at 1,000 winners. It looks reachable, but at the same time, in this game, in any game, you need a bit of luck. And we'll keep driving on for another while and see. It'd be nice to get it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, we have a pre-Cheltenham preview tonight, and the problem with this far out, you're not sure which horse is running which race, but you have a fair idea of the Gold Cup and the Champion Hurdle, the big races. But there's always a great buzz about Cheltenham, and of course we're hoping that this virus that's around at the moment won't get the festival called off.
It is
a little worry, isn't it?
It is absolutely, and there's not a whole pile we can do, really.
Keep the fingers crossed.
Yeah, keep the fingers crossed. The authorities or the powers that be will ultimately decide on whether it'll go ahead or not. We keep planning away that it is going ahead, and when we're told it's not going ahead, then we'll plan for that. So, we've plenty of good racing at home as well, but there is only one Shelton.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've 9 winners there, which is extraordinary, and hope to make it 10 this year. I'm sure you have a good few rides.
Yeah.
Not sure of some of them yet, are you?
No, it's kind of... whatever Gordon tells me, really. Hopefully I'll have a ride each day. The 4 mile is a little undecided yet. The bumper as well, Gordon has a few in the bumper, and hopefully I'll be riding one of those. The Kim Muir, I ride Raven Hill, and I'm hoping to try and get on maybe a horse in the Fox Hunters on the Friday. So it's a great week, and just hopefully we get there. Now we've point-to-pointing this weekend and point-to-pointing the following weekend, so you have to get over there in one piece as well, and so you can't really get excited about Cheltenham as a rider or as a trainer.
You have to stick with the bread and butter.
Yeah, exactly. You have to stick with the bread and butter. And when you're on the flight there Monday morning, that's when you can start dreaming or whatever you do. Yeah.
You had a great association with Envoy Alan. You probably still love to ride. And Benny DeJew, I suppose, Gordon. They're two outstanding chances, those two horses in particular.
Envoy Alan is... He was
the best horse you ever rode, Jim. Is that it? Close to it, yeah?
Yeah, I think so, Liam. I think he is. He's unbeaten there now. He's a three-time grade one winner. I won the bumper on him last year. He is a monster of a horse. You think he's going to be better over fences. So, the world is really at his feet. He has to go to Cheltenham. With all these good horses, they're there to be shot at when they are unbeaten like him. But he's a monster, and I just hope to God that he gets there in one piece and shows everybody how good he is.
And Tiger Roll, of course, you see him every day. Small little horse,
yeah.
Brave horse, rated much higher than anybody else in the race.
For Cheltenham, it's funny for the race he's running in, for the cross country, he's actually off level weights with everything. So this year now, Tiger Roll for the Aintree National is rated 170. So that's 11 pound higher than he was last year running the Grand National. So off level weights in a cross country, he probably should be beating them fairly convincingly. Off a rating of 170, he probably should be lining up in a Gold Cup off that rating. But you just like to imagine that he'd get through Cheltenham in one piece there, and then onto the National and give that a wrap. You'd never know. For a horse to be in with a chance to win 3 Grand Nationals and go down in absolute history, and even for us to be in an era, I wasn't there for Red Rome, obviously, but to see a horse that has a chance of winning 3 Grand Nationals, there's not too many people going to see that in their lifetime.
We're not far off the top of our game in hurling, but we're certainly at the top of our game in horse racing, aren't we? Is a lot of journalists ask me that, they get an opportunity to cover Cheltenham and to talk about Cheltenham, don't know that much about horses. But is it a tradition? Does it go back to a tradition where farmers always had one or two horses in the field? Can you trace it back to that, Jamie? Is that the reason that the success? You look at your own upbringing and...
Yeah, look at it. I think Wexford just is a stronghold in horses, really. I don't know, like, I was obviously brought up with it, but, you know, we were just with Sean Doyle earlier, like, you have all the Doyles up in Ballindagan, and you know, so, and they're coming on now as well. There's a load of them, like, and it's just, I think it's bred into,
they're like the O'Brien clan, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, but it's fantastic, like,
another Wexford man incident.
Yeah, another Wexford man, like, no, like, Wexford is just, it's a massive horsey area, and, you know, in equestrian, in whatever, hunting, it's just a strong area for horses, and you know,
the best horses are coming out of Wexford at the moment.
At the minute, they definitely are. Look at the boys are—they're buying a top brand of horse, and you know, at the sales, the stores, and trying to get a bit of form onto them, and they're selling them on, and it's going very, very well at the minute. There's a good, strong market for it, and for you know, we'll all be in jobs there for the time being, as long as the market's hold up.
Yeah, and you work for Tattersalls, of course.
Yeah, still working for Tats, thank God.
Explain to our listeners what that entails, Jamie.
Look, I'm 38 now, Liam, so about, I think I'm there 5 years now, and I was
up to you to find good horses. And
yeah, I was approached 5 years ago to be kind of come a sales rep for Tattersalls, to try and find the horses to go to Cheltenham and to Ascot Sales, and it's gone very, very well. You know, I know a lot of the people, and I know a lot of the buyers, and it's worked out very, very well. And we're kind of maybe branching more into the store market now as well, you know, with the Derby sale and that. So yeah, look, it's the next step, as the man says. We all need you know, to be thinking what's next in life, and at the minute that's definitely my next step. I really enjoy the sales. I have plenty of young horses at home, and I'm trying to bring them on as well. And so no, it's definitely going to be my next step in life anyway.
I'd say it's very hard to beat riding a winner in Cheltenham.
Oh yeah, look, you're never going to get replace that, you know. But I don't think I'll ever want to replace it. I, you know, when the time comes that you do step down, like, you know, you've done that, and that was part of your life, like, and I don't think it's going to bother me that I won't be doing it again or anything. I think I'll be fairly okay that way. Like, when the time comes to stop, I'd say I'll be happy enough with what I've done and be proud of it and move on fairly quick. But you know, but as I say, it's nice to have, you know, Tattersalls there to you know, to back up what you're doing now at the minute as well.
You have a few Wexford bred horses that will be running, but Paul Nolan has latest exhibition on the Friday running, and Jim Murn, of course, two local Davistown men. It'd be lovely to see that pass the post for us, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, it'd be absolutely fantastic. You know, last year I did them no favours with Discorama. We just got pipped in the 4 mile in the National Hunt Chase. But
a little unlucky, weren't you?
It was just the way it panned out. But you know, it's great to see Paul and James back. The, you know, latest exhibition was their first Grade One winner since 2012, I think it was. So it's nice to see them back with a good horse. They thoroughly deserve it. There's no better men to prepare a horse like him for Cheltenham, and I'd love to see him have a winner there. It'd be just fantastic, and you know, he'd get a fair old cheer from all the Wexford lads.
You're likely to win a race, though, aren't you? You're on a couple of fancied if it works out.
Yeah, look at.
Not a pre-tempt fate.
Yeah, you got no, but you don't like you.
Pre-tempt fate.
Yeah, you go to Cheltenham, and I'm lucky enough that I probably am on a couple of the stronger fancies in a few of those amateur races, but that doesn't guarantee anything, Liam. Look at it's tough competition. It's like a hurling. It's like the hurling All Ireland series in hurling this year. Like, there's a puck of a ball between anyone, and in Cheltenham, it's literally a puck of a ball between a lot of horses, a lot of jockeys, and you're hoping that ball will bounce right for you, and you know, to try and get a winner there. But as I say, you go there, hope to God it works out, and you know, and that's the way it is. But yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it, and as I say, just want to try and get there and in one piece.
Get home in one piece, especially.
You know, yeah, get in and get out. But yeah, you know, it's the exciting time of the year, and fingers crossed we'll all get there.
You're fancying the Gold Cup.
Look at the album photo.
Willie has prepared it.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's done the right thing. He's kept them fresh. He's kept them out of all the tough battles there. That all the rest of the horses have been in during the year, and Yeah, I think he'll win the Gold Cup, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting we found out tonight that he redid his gallops around December, and probably horses probably lost a little bit of their momentum that time.
Yeah, sure, look, we had
working on sand.
Yeah, we had Mikey Fogarty here with us there tonight, and he was kind of telling us, but yeah, he had to dig up his wood chip and relay it, and definitely his horse has probably improved with fitness over Christmas, and they're fairly rocking now, in fairness, like they're absolutely bombing, and no better man than Willie Mullins to get it right for the big days, and like he's always targeted these spring festivals, Cheltenham, Punchestown, Fairy House, and then on to Punchestown and even into France in Autai as well. So like he really does target the spring festivals and the big prize money, and you know he's a genius, yeah.
Yeah, and you work out for another genius, Gordon, younger yeah. man obviously, but an app for Cheltenham, Jamie.
It's probably
hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard. Look at, I just want to see Envoy Allen go there and show everybody how good he is. He's a brilliant horse, and
he came from Colin Bow, of course.
Yeah, he came from Colin and Wexford there, won his point to point out the road there in Ballinabula, and you know, it's a great story for Colin and Barry that won a point to point on him, and then progressing on to what he's done so far. So look, I hope to God he gets there and kind of shows everyone what he is.
Best of luck, Jamie.
Thanks, Liam. Come